This week, Quebec's legislative body passed a bill that would essentially force Muslim women and others to uncover their faces in order to receive public services or to work in the public sector. While the law does not explicitly single them out, it will particularly impact Muslim women who wear face coverings, such as a burqa or a niqab. For more on this bill and the controversy around it, CBC reporter Ben Shingler joins us from Montreal. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
So what exactly does this law do, and what's the argument for it from its supporters?
So the law, as you said, does apply to public sector workers and those receiving public services as well. And it's not just, it's all sorts of public services. That includes, let's say, if you need to go to the hospital, or if you want to take the bus or take a book out of the library, all of these things now require you to have your face uncovered. The supporters of this bill, the government, the Liberal government here in Quebec, say it aims to, they aim to address this issue of making sure that the state is neutral when it comes to religion. So that's where we are.
And this the debate around this goes back a few years, is that right?
It does, yeah. This has been a longstanding issue in the province for at least 10 years. When there was a report issued in 2008 on religious accommodation and how to deal with the issue of balancing the secular state with the rights of minorities. And successive governments have in the years since tried to come up with solutions to that, and this is the latest attempt to do so.
The CBC spoke to one 21-year-old Montrealer who wears a niqab. Her name is Zainab Benroukht, and here's a bit of that interview.
The way I was treated, for example, when I said to you that I was refused service, if this happens to me every single day of my life, of course I'm not going to feel like I'm a Canadian, even if I was born here. And I literally grew up all my life in Montreal.
So, Ben, does her sentiment reflect the sentiments of Muslim women who are affected by this? Do they feel that they are targeted by this law?
Yeah, definitely. It's the sentiment that we're hearing from people that live here, that Muslim women, as well as Muslim groups, have all issued, you know, many of them have issued statements denouncing the law. So that's where we're at on that end. But I should say that at the legislature, provincial legislature, the two main opposition parties wanted the law to be stronger. They wanted it to really address what I said before, these longstanding concerns about making sure that we have a sort of a secular society. So it's a really, we're hearing different things from different people, that's for sure.
So this law goes into effect immediately. So what are the penalties if a woman wearing, say, a burqa or a niqab steps onto a public bus? To your knowledge, have there been public confrontations or incidents so far?
That's the big question now, and that's part of the reason the government is facing a lot of criticism, is that the guidelines for how to enforce this law are not ready yet, but the law has passed. And the guidelines won't be ready until next June. So we talked to a representative for bus drivers, a union rep, who said this, we don't know, we don't want the responsibility to figure out how to enforce this law. So we don't know what's going to happen, but there is a protest planned for tomorrow, where people are going to cover their faces and get on a bus or several buses in Montreal to protest the ban.
Well, this law could also face a court challenge, according to the CBC's reporting. Do you expect to see a challenge soon?
We've talked to a number of lawyers, and the consensus is there will be a challenge. We're not sure when, but they say that it's unconstitutional, that it infringes on the rights of citizens under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. The Quebec Premier does maintain that, you know, it was crafted in such a way that it would work under the Charter, but definitely legal experts, some of them anyways, disagree.
Ben Shingler is a reporter for the CBC in Montreal. Ben, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.